96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Metro's new general manager started work today. Paul Wiedefeld has a lot of work to do to fix the D.C. Metro's transportation system. A report released today by Metro does not have a lot of good news. Rail rider satisfaction has dropped from 82% to 67% in less than a year. So what's ahead for Metro? We're hoping to get a better idea tonight. With me now in studio is Malcolm Augustine. He's a board member with the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority. He is answering my questions and yours tonight. So please, if you have any questions about Metro, now is the time to ask. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We will take as many calls as we can tonight. Mr. Augustine, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go straight to the issue at hand. Mr. Wiedefeld spoke prior to his appointment, the official appointment, swearing in, said that safety and security issues are critical to his job. That's his first issue. Can you talk to me a little bit more about that, particularly as it relates to what we've seen happening overseas, specifically Paris and the terrorist attacks?
Absolutely. The priority of the system is clearly safety, reliability, and efficiency. The safety of the system, though, of course, comes first, and it does extend beyond just the rail riding, but also into personal safety, matters like you're talking about, which would happen in Paris. So what the system has done, and right now there's tremendous communication going on between all of the various police jurisdictions in the area, because Metro is a national resource. It represents the system for our country. And so all of those different groups have come together. They're in really strong communication. The chief of Metro Police, which Metro does have a police department, Chief Pavlik, spoke before us recently and shared some of those things as far as the communication that's going on. And it's very important so that that people are acting proactively to protect each other as well. So there's also a program within Metro that if you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm. We've certainly heard that on all levels across the country, considering the climate that we are living in today. You just spoke about the police chief. As you said, Metro has its own police force. With that said, are there any plans to increase the number of Metro transit officers? Because, and this is why I ask, because obviously we have the concerns of terrorism and the like. But, you know, Metro is still a very open system. It is a place where people go to get back and forth to work. There are briefcases, knapsacks, backpacks. There are also other issues there. Cell phones being stolen. There's a quality of life on Metro that really needs to be addressed. How would he specifically address that?
In the budget that is being submitted to the board this week, there is actually information about increasing some of the presence of Metro police. In this case, it has something to do with also fare evasion, people jumping the turnstile, as it were. And for me, and I've talked to the chief about this, visibility is important in and of itself. One of the things that we did as a board is we went out and talked to riders. We went to we had a series of talks with people from the 4 to 6 hour at various stations. And I went to Largo. Mm-hmm. And listen to people. And that was one of the things that they talked about, was just the visibility, like you shared, of Metro. And so I've shared that with them as well. So there should be some more resources for that. And there should be more visibility of the officers, making sure that they are at those entry points more frequently so that people can see that they are there.
But are there going to be more officers, or are we going to stay with the amount that you currently have?
My understanding, and we are in the preliminary stages of the budget season for Metro. And let's also just be very clear that there are some financial challenges at Metro as well. So we have to also keep those things in mind, to keep those two things going on. But yes, it is my understanding that there is a proposal at least for more visibility and perhaps even more officers.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about Metro, sitting here with Malcolm Augustine, who is a member of the board, the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority. We are answering your questions tonight. Let me go to the phone lines. Mike, calling from Southeast D.C. Mike, what's on your mind?
First of all, I want to thank you for finally having this conversation with Metro.
Sure.
Because you brought up one of the issues that I was thinking about also, and that is a safety issue. I know that everybody is hyping up with the tariffs, but we have an inner problem where we got to worry about street gangs that be hanging in the Metro and they be robbing people and sometimes getting into a lot of fights. And then you look around and there's never any officers around, especially in hard hit trouble areas. So I'm glad you touched on that situation. Then there's another problem that I deal with is not having easy access to bathrooms in Metro. And when you ask the Metro station managers, can you use bathrooms, they act like they fly in orbit. And you look at, they got it posted on the Metro manager station. Bathroom is access to Metro, bathrooms is for Metro customers. And, you know, I can understand the bathroom that's inside locker rooms, but when you got bathrooms that's not inside a locker room at Southern Station, like in Columbia Heights, for instance, where I argue with them all the time.
Well, Mike, let me see if Mr. Augustine can at least try to address your concerns, Mr. Augustine.
With regard to the first concern, clearly we spoke about that a little bit, and that's one that I've heard very frequently. I represent Prince George's County on the board, and I hear from people all the time that their personal safety is something that needs to be addressed with Metro. I also know that Metro is working in Prince George's County in concert with Prince George's County's police department as well to do a little bit more working together closer to the Metro when outside of it, and also on the bus, because that's also an area that's a very great concern both to the riders and to the bus drivers themselves. There have been a number of assaults actually on drivers, and we really were working hard to try to address that issue, to try to create more visibility, people to understand that also, I mean, folks don't want to hear a lot of this, but a lot of times you're on camera when mm-hmm. you're on Metro. You often hear a lot of times these people, you hear that something happens on a Metro or on a bus or something like that. Then you hear about an arrest. Well, part of that is because these people are they're being recorded. They're on camera. People are working with people to go and find those people. And so I feel that we need to share that with people, that it needs to be made more safe and people to understand this is not a place where you should be trying to do any harm to people mm-hmm. because you will get caught.
And briefly, the issue about, you know, the bathroom issues.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that.
Right ahead,
I did want to talk about that, too. The bathrooms, because we talked about this as well with riders when we were out there and talking to them. Sometimes these issues become a little, there are two things going on. It may well be that the bathroom is out of service and that because those bathrooms are available for riders. And I would also say that if a person is having trouble with a particular station manager, they should absolutely contact the customer service of Metro. There is a number or a way via online. You can email on the web. You can always email the board as well. If you don't find that you're getting the kind of response that you should be getting, but that the bathrooms are for them, and that's not to suggest that. Sometimes the station manager may not share the information that they might not mm-hmm. do a good job of sharing the information, because sometimes we're working on the communication between the different organizations. What I mean by that is the station manager is the frontline person, and they're facing with a lot of people asking them a lot of questions, one of which may be, why can't, you know, I want to use the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, let me stop you there, because I've got a lot to cover
okay.
here. But, Mike, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about Metro, the bus, the subway, the entire system. If you have any questions, please give us a call right now. Lines are open. Deborah calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Deborah. What's on your mind?
I'm calling. We were talking about the ridership rating being down, mm-hmm. and I ride the red line. There's always a lot of delays. So I'm wondering if we're ever working with cities who have other transit systems that work a lot better than ours or are working more frequently and running better than ours.
That Metro is always benchmarking with other transit systems across the country, without a doubt. There's an organization called APTA, which is an association of the various transit systems across the country that Metro is actually one of the leaders of. It really does play an active role in that. What I would say is that some of our issue with reliability has to do with design. In New York, the MTA and folks look at that, and if you ever ride that, you'll see that they typically have three lines. They'll have a train on the outside of each side and one in the middle. Uh-huh. And what that does for you is if the train on the outside, if the express train is not working, you can take the local train. Well, we don't have that. All we have is one train on each side, and that's the design. And so that's why we don't have the ability to, when we have those delays, sometimes it has to do with the design. Now, we have to work on the reliability. We're working on that. We're trying to get new trains in there to help with some of that and doing track work because it is unacceptable. And clearly the people have said that.
Deborah, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about Metro. Karen, calling from Alexandria. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I ride the Metro every day to work, and I have a particular concern, especially during rush hour. I notice that the doors appear to be on a timer where after a certain amount of time, they automatically close. My concern that I've noticed is that those doors will close on passengers as we're exiting the train, and the train has not completely unloaded before the doors are closing, let alone the passengers that still have to get onto the train. And that is, to me, very problematic and dangerous. What can be done about that?
The newer trains that are being replaced by the older ones have a much more a greater sensitivity to the door, and such that we don't run into those safety situations that you're talking about.
So this is really just an issue regarding the new trains, what is it, 7,000?
7,000 series.
Versus trains. The 1,000 series, is that what it is?
Yes, that's correct. That is true, and that is an issue. The other thing that we also are working on with that regard is that, because let's understand, part of the reason why they're doing that is because we're trying to stay on time. But one of the ways to improve that is the other thing that will happen with the 7,000 series is that those will all be 8-car trains. So hopefully the people will not be as crowded instead of being on a 6-car, and that would allow them to have more room and be able to enter and exit a little more quickly. So we are trying to work on that.
Well, there you go. Karen from Alexandria, thank you so much for your phone call. We are taking more of your phone calls after the switch over to SiriusXM Channel 141. So give us a call. We are taking as many as we can at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Wendy from Camp Springs, stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. I promise we will take your phone call. So if you are on the line, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds.